This is When Spirit Calls, and you on your journey are in the right place. This show is about magic, miracles, and meaning shared through stories, interviews, and channeled messages. We have so much to share about who you are and your divine mission here on the earth. Let's get to it. When Spirit Calls is right now. Everybody, and welcome to When Spirit Calls. This is a special edition of our podcast today. I'm not interviewing a guest specifically. I'm going to be interviewing some spiritual guests today, some non-human guests, if you will. And so I have been really feeling recently like I'm just a bit out of sorts. You know, I'm feeling like I am connected, but I'm not connected. I'm feeling like a little bit rebellious in terms of, you know, what we're supposed to be doing as good stewards of humanity in this world. And what I mean by that is that I'm feeling frustrated with some of the political things that are happening and finding myself not even wanting to, you know, it took me forever to get my taxes done. I'm also feeling, you know, a little bit of turmoil in terms of how I'm seeing the world showing up. You know, I've had a few incidences lately where people have expressed themselves in a way that was actually very hurtful and very volatile. And so I've been kind of moving through my own process of, you know, what that means for me and what mirror that might hold for me. But it's really causing me, I've fallen into this really big space of self-criticism. Can you guys relate to that aspect of self-criticism where we start to really beat up on ourselves? Nothing is good enough. You know, even if we've made all this progress, it's still not quite enough, where we're just feeling really down on ourselves and feeling frustrated with our own evolution, perhaps. So this has been coming up for me in a really big way. And it's causing me to feel really uncomfortable. I feel really uncomfortable in my own skin right now. And there's a part of me that says, okay, I'm just going to go hide away in the mountains for a couple weeks. Like, that's what I need to do just to like get my bearings again. And the spirit reminded me that, you know, we can change the environment all we want, but the whole idea of self-mastery as it relates to this human experience is our ability to move through no matter what is happening in our current environment, to be able to respond to that environment with some aspect of grace, love, and harmony. And it's not exactly easy to do, is it? Especially when it's constantly in our face, whether it's on social, whether it's on television, wherever it's coming in every single direction. I have been out and about this week, and every conversation that seems to come up is people complaining about this leader and that leader and complaining about this person and that person. So we're in this perpetual criticism type of space. And what is happening with that is not only are we criticizing others, but many of us who have an awareness are falling into the trap of criticizing ourselves. So I was able to shift my perspective in terms of what's happening out there, but now it's come into me where now I'm in this like very self-critical, like, oh man, I can't even do that right. Or I'm not doing enough work. You know, I'm not trying hard enough. I'm not this enough. I'm not that enough, or doing too much of this, or doing things that, you know, maybe I quote unquote shouldn't have done. Anyways, point being, I've fallen into this very critical space and it's not very fun. And I keep wondering to myself, like, should I be more easy with myself? Should I be harder on myself? And if I'm not hard enough on myself, then I'm not overcoming. But here is the thing that I know for sure. We cannot elicit change from a place of shame. If I'm beating up on myself, if I'm telling myself I'm not enough or I need to do more or whatever the story is, I'm not going to be able to evolve because I'm so busy in the shaming, in the guilting, in the criticizing. It is keeping me hostage to the discomfort that I'm feeling, to the not enoughness, or again, whatever it is that is showing up. So what does elicit change is unconditional love. And so as I've been moving through this experience and through this process, I've really had to lean into mothering myself, nurturing myself, even fathering myself. So what does that mean for me? And so the first thing that I want to share that I've been doing is in the morning, I have been allowing myself to just be in stillness. And in that stillness time, I open up the invitation for me to have a direct meeting with God. Now, many of you have heard me before where I've said, you know, it's so helpful if we wake up with God. And so that's normal for me to be like, good morning, God. I know you're rising with me this morning. Thank you so much. I know you're going to do everything that needs to be done and supply me with everything that needs to be done. So I start my day that way. However, there's a deepening of the process. So I've been really laying with God. So in other words, I'm imagining this energy of God just laying beside me, being with me before I'm getting out of bed. And I'm just sitting with God and just saying, can you just hold me? Can you just take care of me? Can you just create the space so I don't have to think or do or be anything other than this? And this morning, it actually brought up emotion. I actually started to cry this morning. So I was able to then release whatever it was that I was storing in my system. Yeah. And so that has helped me. The other thing that has allowed me to come into this space where I can truly honor where I'm at is grace. And again, I've talked about grace before in several of my wisdom walks and, you know, touched on it on some of the podcasts, but grace is such a potent energy for us. It's such an alchemizer for us. And we forget that it is infinitely present for us. The grace, we cannot see it if we're not aware that it exists right before our eyes. And so allowing ourselves to witness that grace is already available to us, acknowledge that grace is available to us, it actually creates more grace. It's like this perpetuating energy. It's like more grace kind of reveals itself to us. And grace is one of those qualities we share with the divine. Grace is our ability to show mercy, forgiveness, our ability to really lean into unconditional love. And so what I've been doing is tuning into that grace. Like, how could I give myself a bit more grace? I'm not perfect. There are things that I know that I need to change in my life. One of those is my eating. And I've really been noticing my sugar cravings have really ramped up. And that could be for a number of reasons, you know, stress, boredom, whatever that might be. And so I'm giving myself grace. I'm giving myself grace to say, it's okay if you eat that brownie, and it's okay that you only have one. And so allowing myself to create a little bit of the boundaries, but with grace intact, to give myself some level of permission so that I'm not feeling so restricted and so contracted that I can't do the things I want and be the things I want and taste the things I want. So there is most certainly a balance there for us to keep in mind. Yeah. So spending more time with God in the morning, tuning into the frequency of grace, those are two of the things that I've been doing that are allowing me to nurture myself a bit more. And then here's what is really fun. And this is an activity that I started to do because I love gratitude journals. I think those are a great idea. I think they can really help us to increase our vibration, more manifestation, all of those things. However, I felt like I was just thanking the universe for stuff and experiences, but I wasn't really leaning into the experience itself. So instead of doing a gratitude journal at the end of the day, I'm doing a heavenly moments. And so what it is any time that I had a connection or something synchronistic happened or something moved me, I'm writing them down as heavenly moments. And what it's done for me is it's actually increased my awareness that heaven really is all around us, that miracles are happening all the time that we are not witnessing. And a quick little example is, you know, I was just observing my son the other day, and he was watching something funny and he started to giggle and he had the biggest smile on his face. And in watching him, I realized I too had a smile on my face. And I realized that there was this frequency of joy that I was feeling in that moment. And I really tuned into that. I was really present in that. That was a heavenly moment for me. And you see, it wasn't something big and epiphanic necessarily. It wasn't something superficial either. It was just this very tender moment of recognition, of connection, of observation. And in tuning into those heavenly moments, it's also allowed me to see that I am an expression of heaven itself. And what I mean by this is that if I'm allowing God to work through me, even though I might be imperfect, even though I might have some habits that aren't healthy, that even though those things are there, I still have this incredible capacity to share my love and my light with the world. That in itself, to me, is a miracle. That is heavenly to me. That I can get enough out of my way that I can let God exude itself from me into the world. And in understanding that I'm a heavenly creation and I am the embodiment of heaven, what has changed for me is it's allowed me to look at myself not through a lens of critiquing. It's allowed me to look at myself through the lens of unconditional love. And unconditional love, it's a tricky one because we do and we have been conditioned to judge and critique ourselves and others. It's been hardwired in us, but we can undo that hardwiring. And we do that by building our relationship and connection to God. We do that by allowing ourselves more grace, space for more grace, by tuning into heavenly moments and connecting with that heavenly energy. But we also have an opportunity to go deeper. And so I had to go back into some of my old history, my old connections, and experiences that I've had on a soul level that have led me into this space of self-criticism and judgment. And I have been a very good judge in my history. So I had to heal some of the subconscious imprinting that said that in order for me to evolve, that I need to judge and criticize. Because again, change, evolution does not come from judgment and shame and criticism. True evolution comes from love, from nourishment, and from the ability to hold space for ourselves to continue this beautiful journey, this evolution experience. So that being said, I promised at the beginning that I was going to interview some other energies today. And so I just want to let you know that the angel presences that are with me are wanting to come through. And so I'm just going to have a little conversation with Archangel Gabriel and channel what Gabriel has to say. So as I tune into Gabriel's energy, I just want to share that there's a softening that's happening. And part of what I had noticed and expressed in my frustration was like people getting more critical and more antsy and more combative, more volatile out in the world. And Gabriel is coming in to remind us to soften. What does it mean to soften? And how do we soften when we don't feel safe? And so the message from Archangel Gabriel is this, that our ability to create our own safety has been lost, but it can be found. How many of you put pressure on other people to make sure that you are safe? Whose responsibility is it to ensure that you stay safe? And this is important as it relates to the self-criticism piece that I'm talking about that has been coming up for me. because I wasn't allowing myself to feel safe in my own skin. I was just beating on the things that were not right, quote unquote, right? And so I didn't create safety for myself. And so I started to do things that created a bit more safety for me. I started to catch myself when I was talking to myself unkindly, unfairly. And I started to shift what I was speaking in my head or what I was speaking out loud about myself. So this softening comes from our ability to create our own safety, for us to melt in our own space, for us to know that we are divine vessels, that we are heavenly creations, and that we are being taken care of by something beyond what maybe is tangible. And so as an extension of softening, it really is a building of the trust muscle, the trust that we are indeed being taken care of by someone else. Gabriel has another message for us as well and says that there's an invitation for all of us to communicate more clearly. And communication has been another thing that's been coming up for me. And so there's an invitation for us to lean into communicating what it is that we need, because it's a big challenge is that, you know, why we're volatile, why we're in this critical space is because most people do not know how to express their needs. Their needs aren't being met. And then they're having some sort of reaction or, you know, response that is what we would perceive as a low vibrational response. And so it's kind of creating this, you know, this field of energy that's really easy to get swept into. So they remind you of, or Gabriel reminds you of communication as well. So the softening, communication, and Gabriel's last piece around this is that the answers will always reveal themselves. So Gabriel's saying to me, wants me to remind you all that if you are struggling to find answers, they're saying, trust. Trust that the answers are going to show themselves to you. They will be revealed. But you've got to be willing to take the next step. So if you're not sure about something, okay, maybe lean in and then see what happens. You're going to get an answer, whether it's a go or not go. And then reminding you to trust that when the answers are ready, when you are ready for the answers, that the answers are going to show up for you and they're going to appear. This is tied a little bit to our patience and our ability to want, like we've been again programmed to have immediate, right? Immediate response, immediate knowing. And so some of us get frustrated when things feel like they're taking so long, but Gabriel is really speaking to me and saying, patience, we know the divine time of everything. Everything is perfectly in place. The timing is perfect. The answers will come when you need the answers to be there. So rather than forcing, again, we soften into the understanding and the knowing the answers will come. I do have another energy that's coming through, and it's Archangel Jophiel. And Jophiel comes through for me quite a bit. She is the bringer of joy. She is the joy angel. And so just tuning into her frequency, I know it's not much of an interview because they're just channeling into me, but you know, I'm leaning into Jophiel's energy because I really want some support in understanding that I've really created a bit of a hell for myself in my self-criticism, in the beating up on myself, in the sitting in that vibrational energy. And it was lacking joy. And so I kept looking and seeking for like joy in the food, joy in the Netflix binge, joy in the things that maybe weren't as healthy for me as some of the other aspects of joy. And so here's what Jophiel is expressing to me right now. She's saying to me, and again, archangels have no actual male or female, but they show up as feminine or masculine energy. So we do reference them as he or she's from time to time. And so, you know, she is really bringing in this energy of, she says, most human beings are robbing themselves of the innate joy that is available to them. Joy is innate. Happiness is innate, meaning it already exists within us. When we came to our being, there was so much joy. But over time, it's been clouded by all these limited beliefs, all this programming, all of this energy that's showing up that we're taking on the burdens of the world, et cetera, et cetera. And so Jophiel is reminding us that joy is innately given. You don't have to look outside of yourself for it, although that can be helpful to do things that bring you joy. But it comes from within, just like everything else. Joy exists inside of you. And her recommendation is when we find ourselves getting into criticism or judgment, whether it's inward or outward, she reminds us that joy, there's a joy seed inside of you. She says, go on a little journey inside of yourself, into your smallest particle. I think they're called quarks. Go into that molecule, go into the tiniest particle where joy is alive and well. Because joy is alive and well in you. It's just that it might be masked or covered by layers of whatever it is. You know, again, the belief systems, the programming, the traumas and the dramas, whatever that is. And so she reminds us that we can actually access that seed. She said, once we access that seed, she said, we nurture it from the inside. Okay. Oh, I found my joy seed. Okay. And some of this is imaginative, right? Some of this is like, we've got to play in the space. There's an invitation for us to play. That's part of the joy. If we're not willing to play with our imagination, we're missing a lot of joy. And I know for a lot of us adults, you know, over time, we get to that place where we are, you know, serious. It's like, I got to pay bills. I got a mortgage to pay. And so we have taken away from that playful imagination space. So imagine that there's this beautiful little seed of joy inside of you somewhere. It might be in your big toe. It might be in your chest. It might be in your head, but find that little seed of joy playing around, letting your imagination lead you. And when you find that seed of joy, could you imagine that you're watering it? Could you imagine that you're shining some light on it, some sun on it? And watch as that joy begins to grow already, even in just that thought. Already, I feel more joy, by the way. And so it starts to generate this feeling of joy. And it's already, it's lighting me up already, just in that thought, describing that to you brought me joy. And so if you can imagine, if it's that simple, which by the way, it is simple, we have this tendency of overcomplicating it. But if we allow ourselves to just go back to that place, water that seed of joy, shine some light on it, watch it grow, you're already going to feel a smile coming to your face. And one of my favorite, easiest ways to bring joy is to bring a smile to my face. And as soon as I bring a smile to my face, I start to feel joy in my heart. There's nothing profound happening around me right now other than me speaking to you. But yet, I feel joy. I feel like smiling. I truly feel. I'm not just putting on the face. I feel joy. And now what if I can spread that joy to every cell? And so I could even imagine that joy now spreading to every cell and each cell getting lit up with a smile. And all of a sudden, I'm now embodying that presence of joy. Well, guess what? Now everything that I'm doing, whether it's something mundane like washing dishes or cooking supper or whatever, cleaning, even that I can find joy in, because I'm in the vibrational frequency of joy so much so that my outer world is now reflecting that back to me. So I do still, okay, this is still coming through in terms of Jophiel, what she's giving us as kind of some things that we can be doing. And she does say that we can also write ourselves a joy list. So much like my heavenly moments list I talked about, this is more specific to like, okay, what did I find joy in? And oftentimes I find joy in those heavenly moments as well. So there's a bit of crossover there, but she says, if you want to just dial in specifically to something like joy, she says, make a joy list. What are the experiences you've had that have brought you joy? What are the experiences that you think will bring you joy? And start building out that list. Because once we tune into that frequency of like, oh my God, you know, watching my son smile and giggle brought me joy, right? And so allowing myself to lean into those memories and also the potential of joy creates more joy. And to remember again, just like grace, just like any of those potent, beautiful energies, it's all innately already ours. We've just got to be willing to tune into the frequency. So I wrap you in joy today, and I invite you to lean into creating more space for grace for yourself. If you've been finding yourself getting really self-critical, or you've been criticizing others more than usual, it is most certainly an opportunity for us to not shame ourselves, to not beat up on ourselves, but rather to extend ourselves loving, nurturing grace, allowing ourselves to lean into the truth of who we are. Thanks for tuning in for another edition of When Spirit Calls. I hope that this has filled your cup today and allowed you to lean into some of the tools and some of the opportunities that are available to you in terms of shifting some of the energy that we might be seeing out there or within ourselves. Bye for now, everyone. See you next time. So happy you could join us today, and we hope that you found comfort and inspiration with wherever you are at right now. If you feel you received a gift in today's message, please pass that gift along to a loved one by sharing this episode with them. To continue this conversation, please join me at rosehope.ca. And when you do, be sure to access your free gift by signing up for the When Spirit Calls newsletter. I'm looking forward to connecting with you again soon.